foundation and scope. The traditional view and scope of maternal health is the health of women in the reproductive age group 15 to 49 as identified by the MVGs while they undergo the physiological state of pregnancy, followed by childbirth, and the postpartum period. This is the foundation of maternal health policies, programs, and services. Maternal health services are always provided along with infant and child health, recognizing the intricate and inseparable link in the mother-child diet, and are usually called maternal and child health (MCH) services, which in many countries is the foundation of the overall health services. With new knowledge and realities, the scope of maternal and child health services is now considered to narrow. Neonatal or newborn child health and medicine has evolved considerably in the past several decades. Programs have now expanded to maternal and newborn child health (MCH) programs. Also, with increasing recognition of the importance of adolescent sexual and reproductive health, many maternal health programs today encompass this stage of the life course as well, and are referred to as maternal, newborn, child, and adolescent health (MCH) programs. There is also new knowledge on the importance of the pre-pregnancy or preconception period and its impact on pregnancy. Several countries have developed programs for this. For example, Malaysia's Ministry of Health in 2002 developed its guidelines for pre-pregnancy care. Note reference 1. WHO has begun several consultations on this important service, and a document has been published on the report of a consultation in 2012. Note reference 2. Some of the important components of preconceptual care included food and nutrition. There is also need to view maternal health within the broader ambit of sexual and reproductive health (SRH). In the WHO Global Strategy for Reproductive Health, maternal health is listed as the first of the five components of reproductive health and is expressed as improving antenatal, delivery, postpartum, and newborn care. The five components of reproductive health are 1. Improving antenatal, delivery, postpartum, and newborn care. 2. Providing high-quality family planning including infertility services. 3. Eliminating unsafe abortion. Page 3. 4. Combating sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV and AIDS, reproductive tract infection, cervical cancer, and other gynecological morbidities. And 5. Promoting sexual health. This global strategy serves as a guide to member states to design appropriate programs and services for optimal reproductive health. For the optimal delivery of reproductive health services, the authority responsible must take into consideration the barriers to accessing these services, which may be demand-side barriers such as poverty or remoteness, or service-side barriers such as fee-for-service or poor quality care, and put appropriate interventions in place. The direct causes of maternal deaths are clinical in nature. The leading causes are postpartum hemorrhage, hypertensive disorders manifested as preeclampsia and eclampsia, sepsis especially due to unsafe abortion, obstructed labor, and medical conditions made worse by the pregnancy. However, what is important to acknowledge is the role of the factors underlying these direct causes of maternal deaths, the social determinants. This recognition will allow policymakers to design appropriate interventions to save women from dying during pregnancy and childbirth. The low social status of women in developing countries limits their access to economic resources and basic education, and their ability to make decisions relating to their health and nutrition. Some women are denied access to care when it is needed, either because of the cultural practice of seclusion or because decision-making is the responsibility of the other family members. Lack of access to and use of essential obstetric service is a crucial factor that contributes to high maternal mortality. Lack of decision-making power and alternative opportunities relegates women to a life of repeated childbearing. Excessive physical work and poor diet contribute to poor maternal outcome. Reduction in maternal mortality, 1999.